Hey, it's Tony and Melissa. Thanks so much for listening to our podcast.
Here are some of the best parts from today's show. Hope you'll subscribe, share, and like us.
It's time for the Coffee Break Chat on WICC.
We are joined this morning by Luke Frey. Luke, of course, is with the Better Business Bureau. Good morning, Luke. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you, too?
All right. We're hanging in there. You know, with the untimely death of Kobe Bryant, it seems that a lot of scams are coming out now. And you want to warn basketball fans everywhere not to let their mourning cloud their judgment when it comes to Kobe Bryant memorabilia. What do you mean by that? What's going on out there?
Yeah, sure. So there's two things happening out there. One could be any clickbait articles. So obviously a lot of people sharing articles about his death, you know, possibly some great pictures of him over time. And even if you would click on a link that takes you to a site possibly of a gallery of pictures or his top 10 games, and it's a site you haven't heard of, and you go on and you see a picture, and in order to go to that next picture, you don't even know where to click. You see arrows everywhere, you see ads, you see pop-ups, and articles like that can really create a dangerous environment on your computer. So a lot of people ask, well, how is going to any site hurting me? Well, it happens when you see all of these pop-ups and all of these links, and all you do is start clicking around, and who knows what you could click on.
Yeah, I'm wondering, Luke, if you did already click this, and surprisingly, it didn't have to do with Kobe Bryant. In my situation, actually, it was when Derek Jeter was taken in for the Hall of Fame. And when he did, I got a bunch of emails saying, you know, do you want to buy a coin that has Derek Jeter's, you know, picture on it and, you know, that he got selected in for 2020 and so on and so forth. And I clicked on it thinking this would be very cool for my dad. My brothers were big Yankee fans. This would be very cool. Now I get endless emails, and it took me to a weird site, never even showed a picture of this coin or anything like that. And I probably get two or three emails, gosh, a day about Derek Jeter memorabilia since he's been elected in. So if you are somebody who's clicked on, let's just say, this site, is there a way to stop it, or is there a way to kind of get off their list or their radar?
So, I mean, it's hard to tell there, and you can even get emails or any of those types of things. So I don't know really how to get away from those things. However, not clicking on them, not opening up attachments, not going to other links in that email could probably help you out.
And I think that this is a pure example with Kobe Bryant that even in the wake of a horrible situation, a horrible tragedy, that there are scammers that they really don't care. If anything, they want to prey on the fact that you're very vulnerable right now, very emotional, and they're going to take your money no matter which way they got to do it. This is like prime time for them, which is sick to say, but this really is like a great opportunity for them to make money and make it off of you who's hurting.
Yeah, I mean, it's any time we see any popular topic, it can be great, it can be a horrible topic, and scammers really know how to take advantage of that. And they know that millions of people are going to be trying to buy jerseys, trying to buy basketballs signed by him. So if you are online trying to find those items, make sure that you are really reading carefully. One cool tip is making sure it's actually personally signed by him if it's a signed item and it's not an auto pen signed item, one of those items that looks like he hand signed it, however a computer actually made that mark. So reading carefully, making sure that seller is trustworthy, and also the price range. If it's an item that should cost a lot more signed by him, especially in a time like right now, unfortunately you can't really be a bargain hunter. And even if it is high price, you still have to make sure it is authentic and legitimate.
All right, Luke Frey is here from the Better Business Bureau. Are there sites that you could tell us right now off the top of your head that are safe for something like this, you know, a Kobe Bryant jersey or a Kobe Bryant signed basketball?
Sure. So I don't have any exact sites where you can go. However, if you're going to any site, always read complaints, read reviews. You can always check BBB.org to just verify, to make sure that is that it is actually a trustworthy seller of that product.
And I know that we live in a very, you know, immediate society where, you know, we have to sensationalize things right now. We can't wait.
Yeah.
But would you suggest, Luke, with the fact that this is probably something, like you said, that everybody, even if they didn't like Kobe Bryant necessarily, it seems like this is what everyone is buying right now, just a piece of him. Would you suggest for people, just to make sure they avoid these scams, I mean, is it worth kind of waiting maybe 3-4 months? Like, if this is something you really want and you really respect Kobe Bryant and you're not just doing it to post a social media post and move on with your life, probably the best idea is to just kind of wait, let this die down a little bit. And then in like 3 or 4 months, if you want a Kobe Bryant jersey, then like go get one.
Yeah, I mean, if we are talking about prices, obviously, if you just hold off, wait a few years possibly, if you can, to try to grab something of his, obviously, that price is not going to be as high. However, like you said, a ton of people, probably millions of people, trying to find something right now in order to buy, to either make a post about it or really just show their appreciation to him. So it's definitely not a time to find any cheaper items of his. If you would want something and don't want to pay as high, yes, I would say hold off for a little bit, probably.
But do you think scammers will kind of pull back in a little bit, or do you think they're going to stay on this for quite some time?
Who knows? He was very popular, so I would say you would still have to look out for scams even in a year or 2 years from now. And that goes for any popular person who passes away and has items out there. So I would say scams don't ever go away.
All right, Luke, sounds good. We're running out of time here. If people want more information, what can they do?
They can always go to bbb.org.
All right, fair enough. Hey, thank you so much, Luke. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
All right. Thank you. Sounds good.